FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture.
By mir hast dich heim, by mir bist die eine auf der Welt.
Music there from Simon Spiro, and for good reason. In fact, it seems it was just last week we were talking about the opening night of Jewish Music Week, and that's because we were doing that precisely at this time last week. And it's coming up this Friday, but we want to make you well aware of some of the big shows that are part of the event. And so today, a look at closing night festivities, Jerusalem Swings with British entertainer and Vision TV's your all-time classic hit parade member, Simon Spiro. Juno-nominated Wendy Lands is part of the program as well. And of course, the legendary Manhattan Transfer. It's all set for Sunday, June 2nd, 7:30 p.m. at the Winter Garden Theater. And what a night to celebrate Jerusalem Day. The Canadian All-Star Swing Orchestra, dancers, visiting Israeli artists. Let's hear more music.
La langue de l'amour, ce n'est pas le français. La langue de l'amour, ce n'est pas l'anglais. La langue...
Wendy Lands there, and I'll start by saying... happy wedding anniversary to Wendy Lands.
Oh, Mark, you're so cute. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
24 years, very lovely. Yeah. And joining me now, Simon Spiro and Wendy Lands, and welcome to you both.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Great Thanks, to be Mark. Here, and great to have you here. And this seems like a real night out, like you're kind of pulling out all the stops for this particular show. Winter Garden, the two of you, Manhattan Transfer. Is that how it's feeling to you?
Like, it is. It's like a celebration of a whole lot of components that are coming together in this, like, all I can just say is an explosion, spectacular.
Sure.
I'm next to Wendy, which she was handpicked for this show. She's just a phenomenal vocalist. It's always been...
I've heard this about her.
Sweet. Well, thank you.
She's a phenomenal
Well, thanks
vocalist.
For picking me. Well, I'm thrilled to do it. To be on the same bill as Simon and the Manhattan Transfer is a huge thrill. I grew up in Montreal, and I remember going to Place des Arts with my best friends to see the Manhattan Transfer. We were huge fans.
Anybody who loves the power of vocal harmonies and jazz vocals, it's just so incredible. Simon, you have performed with so many greats over the years. I look at Elton John and Phil Collins. It just seems like another great lineup with you and Wendy and the Manhattan Transfer. Sort of once again, you're
another,
teaming up with some of the greats.
Yes, it's another... like a tick off my bucket list.
Yeah.
Having performed, all over the world, but with Neil Sedaka, the late Marvin Hamlisch, was so excited to be able to bring in the Manhattan Transfer. It's always been a group that I've watched and listened to in amazement, and was so excited. They're actually coming one night only, Sunday, June 2nd at the Winter Garden. What makes it really special is that they're performing not with their own trio. They're bringing in their... music director, who's a good friend of ours, Yaron Gershovsky, but on stage with the Manhattan Transfer will be the Canadian All-Star Swing Orchestra conducted by Brigham Phillips. And the names in this particular orchestra are just legendary. They're all iconic musicians. We've got Bill Bridges, who also plays for the Zuma All-Time Hit Parade show.
Right, yeah.
Steve Crow, Paul Cousy, Scott Alexander, Bob DeAngelis, Dave Dunlop, Steve Heathcote, Johnny Johnson, the great, legendary John McLeod, John McMurtry, we have a lot of Johns, Colin Murray, Mark Fromaine, Rob Somerville, Brian O'Kane, Gord Myers, the list goes on and on. Just phenomenal. Each one of them is a great orchestra leader, but when they come together, there's this super band going on.
Wendy, you talk about seeing this group years ago in Montreal. Talk to us about what you're going to be performing this evening at
Well, I'm excited. What am I going to be performing? I'm going to get to sing a lot with Simon.
Okay.
I'm learning some songs that I did not know that are absolutely beautiful. We're singing a duet. Are we allowed to say,
is
that giving too much? Jerusalem Is Mine.
It's a great song written by Kenny Caron. We're actually doing that to a backdrop of Jerusalem, the most beautiful images of Jerusalem, timeless images.
So let me ask about that. Why does this particular concert work so well as a pairing to celebrate Jerusalem Day?
Well, first of all, this the Sunday, June the 2nd, is actually the real anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem, when they opened Jerusalem to all religions, all faiths, all creeds. And when I went to Jerusalem the first time in 73, I just realized the sacrifice that was made to get Jerusalem to be open to the world, which it now is.
Yeah.
And of course, it's the center of three main major faiths. But at the same time, we all actually felt it was a perfect vehicle for Jewish Music Week in Toronto to bring this as their sort of last night event. What makes it special is Manhattan Transfer, who are coming in, they actually did perform in Israel many times.
Right.
And so it was a no-brainer when I asked them. They said, when? What's the date? We're coming, is great.
Very popular there. And the show is being also touted, and you sort of teased to it there earlier, but more than just a music concert. I mean, how are you dressing up the Winter Garden for this
Right,
event?
Well, great. It's sort of an interactive media event. We're going to be presenting. I can't tell you everything,
okay,
but I will tell you that apart from the Manhattan Transfer and, of course, Wendy Lanz and myself and this amazing orchestra, we're going to be having footage from an IMAX award-winning movie called Jerusalem. There is a set of amazing dancers called the City of David Dancers. We have a children's choir doing their little homage for 3 or 4 minutes.
My goodness.
It's really a smorgasbord of delight. That plus the film footage. And of course, there is a group, a jazz ensemble coming direct from Jerusalem, from the Music Academy there. We're also going to be performing one song. And of course, Wendy and myself, we're actually going to do a song. I will tell you this. I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
All right. Teaser.
I didn't. By the way, all your listeners, please don't tell anybody else this. But we're doing
well done,
a parody to that iconic song from Frank and Nancy Sinatra, Something Stupid.
Right.
And it's all about a love letter to Jerusalem. So that's something to look forward to.
It's very cute.
It's fun.
The lyrics are very fun. And I look forward to singing that with you. I think we'll get some laughs, Simon.
Huge laughs. But most important of all, the music is really, it crosses all boundaries. It's pop, it's rock, it's jazz, it's swing, it's Latin, it's salsa, it really is everything.
I mentioned that you are pulling out all the stops, and it really does feel like you're doing that for this special, special event. Simon, Wendy, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mark.
JewishMusicWeek.com, and you can purchase tickets at 416-872-1212. And I'll mention again, Sunday, June 2nd, 7:30 p.m. at the Winter Garden Theater, Jerusalem Swing.
Yay!
Woohoo!
You're listening to the New Classical FM.